And stand by for the snow show.
Initialize sequence now.
The snow show. Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Initiate snow show sequence.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Snow show.
Engage.
It's another edition of the Colorado Snow Show, and what started out as a show that was intended to be about being on the snow, having a bunch of fun with a bunch of buddies.
And it was a
radio
show.
Yeah.
it was on the weekends in Summit County.
Even the podcast was intended to be primarily on the snow and then talking with other people.
Well, and then this year we've had to change it to the No Snow Show.
So, yeah, we've got a very special guest with us on the episode that you're listening to of the Colorado Snow Show. Tom Fricke here with Leon Littlebird, and joining us is Mr. Bert Skull.
All the way from Taos, New Mexico.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Good to see you, gentlemen, again.
Hey, it's good to see you, Bert.
At least hear you, I guess.
Well, you know, Bert, you have the illustrious privilege of being the very first guy that was ever on the snow show all those years ago.
Our first guest when we were at Copper Mountain.
Exclusively.
Copper Mountain had the show every single week.
Exclusively.
And you were the one that pushed that through.
Yeah.
So you really made the snow show happen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bert.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tom. and Tom and Leon are still here, and I pushed it through at Copper, but they pushed me out down to New Mexico.
You had a little detour on the way to New Mexico, though.
Yeah, called A Basin.
I did have a detour.
How many years were you at the Basin?
I was at the Basin for 10 years.
Yep.
And you were a significant force behind the new children's center there, the kids' center.
He was the force.
Helped design and build the children's center there at the Basin, and worked in the ski school for many years. And, had the fortunate opportunity to bring Leon back into the Basin again after he'd been there for 75 years or something.
This is 72 years.
And the Basin is still trying to push him out back down to New Mexico, too.
And I just keep thinking I should be living in Taos.
But we can't get rid of him in Summit County. That's okay.
No, that's okay. After 72 years at the Basin, he's finally learned how to turn left.
Every other turn is left.
Yeah.
So he's finally figured that out. He's a slow learner.
Well,
it's taken a while.
But coaches like you and Dogger. That's a pretty high level to set the bar at,
So, Bert, when you started out teaching, where was your first ski school gig?
My very first ski school gig was back in 1977 at Cataloochee, North Carolina.
Say that again.
Cataloochee, North Carolina, which is very similar to the snow conditions we're experiencing now.
Yeah.
Might even be nicer there.
Yeah. So up in the Smokies, west of Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. How long were you there?
I was there for 13 years.
Wow. It's a nice run.
Young were you when you started teaching?
I was 17, my first class.
Whoa.
So
that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if it was 10 years ago or what it was, man. I wish. No, it's been a while.
Well, you found your way to Colorado, worked your way up through the ranks, and now you're head of ski school, the director in Taos, New Mexico.
I run the ski school in Taos.
And what are you doing back in Colorado now?
Right now, part of my other gig that I do is I'm an examiner for Professional Ski Instructors of America.
Wow, how'd you get that gig?
Through a lot of trials and tribulations.
So I was up here in Summit County at Loveland doing a level 2 exam.
How many levels are there?
There's 3 levels. And then you can go on to become an examiner if you want to continue that path.
And that's the path you went on?
That's the path I went on. I actually gave... my first exam, I figured it out in 1986.
Oh, wow.
It was the first time I examined for the certification process for instructors.
You know, we've known each other so long. You were not an examiner when I met you.
I was back east.
Oh, back east.
So there's different criteria?
That's right. That's why we looked down our nose at you.
Yeah, I was an examiner.
You were Rocky Mountain certified back then. It's like, oh, yeah, no, that doesn't count.
The organization has different regions.
Yeah.
And I came from the eastern region. So when I came out to Rocky Mountain, which is Colorado, I had to reapply for the job as an examiner.
And didn't Dogger fail you?
Dogger did fail me the first time I went through.
Oh, really?
I remember when we were talking about getting Dogger to come to work for us at the base, and you go, yeah, he failed me at an exam.
He did. Dogger did fail me at an exam.
Now, how common is that, to fail an exam?
Not for us.
It is common. It happens a lot,
actually. It happens a lot.
As you go through the
ranks. But I mean, talk about, like, today, what you were going through, the Cert 2?
Yeah, Certification 2, yeah.
And how many people make it through that whole process?
Today, I think there was about 12 out of 40.
12 out of 40.
Yeah, so what were there, 6 groups?
5 groups.
5 groups, okay.
Eight.
Yep. And so, yeah, and that's about right. It's usually less than 50%, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So failing is not unusual, but you were one of those tenacious guys who came back for more.
Yeah. It's kind of like, flog me some more. Thank
well,
you
so
much.
Well, when you go from full cert to examiner, that's huge.
Yeah.
And now there's a step in between that we started, actually, the trainer.
Right.
To go to Rocky Mountain Trainer, and we were at the beginning of developing
right
that.
Over here, the table over here next to us. Caleb is one of the 12 that actually made through level 2 today.
Congratulations.
All right.
And he is the first Rocky Mountain trainer, Scott there, from New Mexico, for the first one in since 1995.
Cool.
Out of somewhere
so
in that area?
So just remember, you know, the Cert 2 pin is silver. Just tell people it's platinum. It's Cert 4.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm very happy to have 2 Taos guys.
Yeah,
getting
cool.
up into the ranks up there, so
well,
it's pretty,
you know,
pretty
Taos
exciting.
Is so lucky to have you, Bert, because you know I only did it for 35 years, and you are the best trainer I've ever worked with, ever, and it goes way beyond our friendship. I mean, I've learned more good stuff from you than anyone else, and I was really fortunate to have Bert and Dogger as my 2 coaches, and. You know, what a way to come through the ranks, you know. 2 of the very best in the business with the best eyes. And that last clinic I took from you in Taos with Peter Blake.
Yeah, yeah.
I got more out of that. I still use that stuff, like, every time I'm coaching.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
And, oh, it's true, Bert.
You've been a good disciple.
I have. Well, at those Taos clinics, yeah, I remember the very first day I was down there, I'm listening to it, and you laid some stuff on it. It just blew my mind, and I was going, that's the coolest shit I ever heard. And you go, show them, Lee. It's like, okay.
There you go. It was pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Prime example.
And then I've had the honor of skiing with Fricky, too, a couple times in my life.
Yeah. I tried not to slow you guys down too much.
No, you were great. You know, it's like...
That was fun visiting you in Taos. I went down there the one time with Leon, and there was a PSIA
that was
event.
A PSIA. I was leading a clinic. Yeah.
That was good.
And that's when
that.
We first hooked up with Peter Blake.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he showed us the martini tree.
For your listeners that haven't been to Taos, it's in New Mexico, and it was founded by Ernie Blake, who these gentlemen are talking about. Peter Blake is his son, and Taos is famous for its ski week, which runs for 6 days. In the mornings, and at the end of the 6 days, we have a celebration that's called the Martini Tree. So all the instructors take their classes to the Martini Tree that's up on the mountain, and they use a parang, and they drink out of this parang a martini that is pre-made for them as they go pass it around.
I was wondering what the name of that thing was.
It's P-O-R-O-N, poron. But it's like a glass vase with a spigot, you know,
correct.
Like an inverted cone.
Some people look at
and
it
you're drinking
that's
out
a bong.
Of the small end. Well, it would be a bong.
Yeah,
it's like
a martini bong.
It's a martini bong.
There you go.
What it is.
Okay.
And you tilt it up and it squirts, you know, so that inverted cone. So it's just squirting it into your mouth. And it was Ernie Blake that started that.
It was Ernie Blake that started it. And the story is that he had a lady that was up on the hill.
And she did a lesson,
and she was very timid and scared and would refuse to ski down anymore. So he sent his oldest son, Mickey Blake, down to his house to get Rhoda, which is his wife, and had Rhoda make a martini for this lady and bring it back up to him to serve this lady a martini to give her the courage to continue to ski down the rest of Taos Mountain. And that's
that
where
the
martini
story.
Tree started. Yeah.
Now, wasn't there a bar at the base area called the Martini Tree?
There's
still a bar.
It's still there?
It's still there.
Right at the base.
Since I was there, there was a whole remodeling done. The St. Bernard's gone.
St. Bernard is gone.
Yeah.
And they're building a new complex there that will house the old St. Bernard, actually.
They're going to rebuild. They went in and digitally mapped the whole old St. Bernard, and they're rebuilding it the way it was.
Oh, wow. That is too cool.
Yeah, because now both Jean and Dadu are gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And boy, we miss them.
Yep, sure do.
Well, and that goes back to the whole origin of the ski school at Taos. Didn't Jean Maillet
who
started it?
Yep. Ernie Blake in the early 60s hired Jean Maillet to run the ski school and gave him a piece of land to build a hotel. So all of Taos was built around and founded on the European model of you go there and you have one lodge where you eat breakfast and you have lunch and dinner, all family style with the whole group of the hotel, and everybody skis together for the whole week, and there's a big social bonding and the whole experience.
It was when skiing had romance.
Yeah.
And sex.
Yeah. Well, they go hand in hand, don't they?
Had lots of booze.
Lots of booze.
You know, when I took you to Taos with me that time, Jean was still alive.
Yeah.
And
I do
remember how
we were treated like royalty.
He showed us
just amazing, an experience like I've never had before.
Well, and you know, he's one of his, eight wives? Or no, eight children. Eight children. And one of his wives is my cousin, Shirley.
Oh, wow.
And so he considered me family.
Ah.
And in my last name in French, I was in.
Oh, heck yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, he could say Dame Winot.
True.
The legend of the St. Bernard will live on.
The legend of the St. Bernard will live on. It's going to take a couple of years for it to get finished and completed. But it's under construction right now, and it will continue.
Oh, that's so cool. And the Bavarian, that was the other lodge?
The Bavarian was the other lodge, which is on the backside, and that's based on a German type of restaurant that, you know, they serve Wiener Schnitzel and sausage plates and spots.
But the coolest thing about the Bavarian is they have that pot in the case that was found Kachina that is, 12,000 years old or something?
Yeah, first humanoids were in that area.
Right. And that pot was discovered up there intact, and that's in the Bavarian in that case.
It's on display. Yeah.
It's on display up there.
A lot of history.
Yeah, I don't remember the particulars about it, but the thing is antiquity.
It is. I'll tell you.
You know, this year we've all been talking about the fact that it didn't snow anywhere. And you guys had a pretty good season.
It was decent. Yeah. We're still functioning. We had some white slippery stuff that we made turns on.
Awesome.
Which is pretty much true.
Yeah, we the same thing here. You know, trying to avoid the rocks. And, you know, the ski areas that didn't make snow were the ones that really got nailed. The U.S. ski team will be training at Copper because they put, 5 million gallons of water on there to make the World Cup happen.
That was just the early season, then 5 million more later.
Tom and I both worked the World Cup, you know, and I slipped the course. And, man, it was...
You're supposed to do that standing up, not on your rear, Glenn.
Yeah. Well, I found that out when I hit the B net.
Yeah.
And went upside down.
Yeah. However, they probably appreciate it because your rear probably did a better job of slipping than your skis.
Well, it's bigger than my skis, so it's you know, and it doesn't have any cushion in it anymore like it used to.
That was a fun experience, though, working on Copper Mountain for the World Cup races.
Tom and I had, we were standing one morning. It was the GS, Women's GS Day. And the women were coming down after they had just slipped the course, you know. And one of the things I'll never forget, Sophia Goja comes in. And she's got her neck gaiter pulled up over her face. You can just see her eyes. And she is focused, man. And she is not looking at anybody. And she's got her game face on. And she's just walking by us.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then here comes Katarina Leinsberger. You know, one of the greatest female ski racers of all time. Like she's on a Sunday ski holiday. She's talking to everybody. She's laughing. She's going, woohoo. Yeah, you know, it's totally opposite. And you know, and that's the thing, you know, ski racers, they all approach it differently.
100%.
It's so cool. And well, you at Taos, you've got Paula Moltzen skiing for you guys.
Got Paula Moltzen skiing for us. River Radimus was on the...
Cool guy.
Cool guy. And then, of course, we've...
Vail Boy.
Yeah.
Yep. Steamboat, too. And then, of course, we had... For many years, Deb Armstrong was skiing around with us and helping out with our training and some of our programs down there and our Ski Strong program. So.
Well, you know, and she is so spot on with all her training.
Yep.
You know, what Deb talks about is spot on. And we've known Deb for, what, ever? I mean, since she was a kid. But, you know, and when she was the gold medal girl, you know, the poster child on Sports Illustrated and everything else.
In her candy stripe suit.
Yeah. Well, that was the candy stripe year that year, wasn't it? It was the peppermint stick.
Peppermint stick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All those guys. So.
Well, she's just moved to New Zealand?
She did just move to New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah. She up and took her family and moved out to New Zealand about a month ago.
Yeah, she and her wife and their kid.
Yep.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Got a place down there. And
they're Kiwis now.
They're Kiwis. Yeah. Her little son's going to come back with a really cool accent that's going to kill all the girls.
Right. So what is the ski racing culture at Taos? How far back does that go?
Oh, the ski race, it goes back a long time. From the very beginning, there was big ski racing there. And then, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, we hosted the World Pro Ski Tour, you know, which had a $100,000 purse for the women and the men. So it was equal purses for the two, and Paula and River and a bunch of other folks were there too, and celebrities. We haven't hosted that in a couple of years now. But maybe someday it will come back. We'll see.
Yeah, well,
it was a huge event.
Awesome. Yeah, it's ski racing is, you know, for us diehard skiers, that's still who we look at for, you know, what we're trying to accomplish.
And
it's
always a highlight when the World Cup season comes around. And we love following those racers, especially the U.S. ski team racers.
Yes, especially the women.
And they really set the precedent for what we're trying to do and what we're trying to teach and coach, you know, because they get the most efficiency out of the snow to the ground.
Yes. They're the fastest. Their goal is to make turns to go faster, not make turns to go slower.
And make turns to, and don't resist when you're making
turns.
Yeah.
Got to go faster out of the turns and stuff. So,
but if you load the ski upright, you can go faster at the end of every turn.
Yep.
That's always a good thing.
Yep. Unless you're Leon, then you're slipping with your butt again.
Wow. Come on, that was one run, man. I mean, you know,
hip check the beat net a little bit.
Yeah. No, I hit it with my tips. And the next thing, I was upside down and in between the A net and the B net. I don't even know how I got there.
That's all good. So,
all the joys of working a race course.
Yeah, which is like stainless steel. Yeah. It's like frozen stainless steel.
Well, they'll be back again at Copper Mountain. We'll be doing it again
The men's,
in November.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's good. I hadn't heard that.
It's really fun to work the races. It was so great to see everybody. And one of my highlights from doing it this last year was Dominic Paris came up and asked me to watch his skis.
Real nice.
Yeah.
And watch him do what?
Tricks. Well, he was going back. Watch him do tricks. But he said he put his skis up, and it's like, you know, Dominic Paris. I mean, you know, the guy is like one of my heroes. And it's like, yeah. And he came up and chatted with me for a while. And then I got to be Henrik Kristoffersen's chaperone.
Right.
That was really cool.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you remember, Lee, when we moved to Copper in 99 from Keystone.
Right.
They had the Women's World Cup there. And the big story at that time was Peekaboo was out training. And she was skiing so fast, Patrol pulled her past.
Jerked her ticket, yeah.
And wouldn't let her back on the lift. So she had to come into my office and get her pass back. So that was back in the day.
I remember that so well.
Well, we had a chance to ski with Peekaboo, and she had a chance to tell that story.
Yeah.
I recorded a video of that. That's on YouTube floating around somewhere.
Oh, is it? Yeah, she told that story?
Yeah, talking about her pass getting pulled at Copper.
It was media day when they first put in the training center at Copper.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got to ski with them. We got to ski with Lindsay and Peekaboo and Ted Ligety was there. And Mark Fox, you know, was course setter. And so we're standing at the top, and he looks at me, and he goes, all the gates are down. There's nobody there. Go.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's the fastest I've ever skied Copper Mountain.
That's pretty quick.
And we were on the right skis that day, too, because we knew we were going to have a chance to go fast. So
the edges were sharp.
Edges were sharp, and the boards were long, and we just got to rip. It was great. Every other turn went left.
That's good.
Successfully. Absolutely. Yeah. What are you doing this summer then, Bert?
This summer, I'm back down at Taos, getting ready for next winter.
Okay.
You know, when you got 250 employees and everything else to get geared up and get ready for winter again. Hopefully, we will have a winter next year.
It'll be here.
Yeah, because if we don't, I'll probably be working for DoorDash or something like that if we continue to have winters like this.
You know, one of the things that I've always, you know, seen with my friends getting elevated to your level of ski school director is a lot of them don't get to ski much because they're in meetings. But you have never, ever caved into that. You stay on the skis and ski with your staff. And
try to.
Yeah, and as much as you can.
Yep, try to.
And my hat's always been off to you for that because you've never given in to the fact that no ski school directors should be skiing.
Or be with their staff at least. Meetings for sure.
Yeah, be out there on the mountain.
Well, it wouldn't be a complete snow show unless we had some classic Burt Skull jokes.
You're famous for your jokes,
Bert. Putting you on the spot.
I've never been accused of having a good joke.
Well, that's why we want to hear them.
And you've got millions of bad jokes.
I know.
Yeah.
We can go into the cow jokes.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here we go.
You know what you call a cow with two legs? Lean beef. What do you call a cow with three legs?
Three legs. Tripod.
Tri-tip.
Tri-tip. Ah, okay.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
Ground beef.
I know that one. Yeah.
What do you call a cow from England?
British cow.
Sirloin. And then the last cow joke of the day is, what do you call a cow that tried to jump over a fence and didn't make it?
Utter disaster.
An utter disaster.
Yeah, there we go.
There's the jokes for the day.
Well, I've got one you can use. Instead of being a ski instructor, you wanted to be a magician, but you failed the entry exam. There were too many trick questions.
Two trick questions!
Oh.
Well, you know what the difference between a park bench and a ski instructor is?
Uh-oh.
A park bench can hold up four.
Hold up four?
Can hold a family of four. Never mind that one. That one didn't go. Didn't come out right. It's been a long day.
We'll forgive you for that one. That one.
Just, you can erase that one.
That was a flop.
Edit that one out.
I thought he was going to open the whole line of ski instructor jokes that you have a good read on.
What's the difference between a snowboard instructor and a large pizza? A large pizza can feed a family of four.
There we go. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking, right? Something like that.
Just snowboarder uses for birth control?
Personality.
You know how you improve the aerodynamics of a snowboarder's car in the summertime? Take the pizza delivery sign off the roof.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So
that'll be on the next snow show, a whole bunch of bad ski instructor jokes and snowboarder and skier jokes, because we can go pretty much all day.
We'll do the next one.
Yeah, so, we could do this for hours.
So I think we need to end it here.
Bert, it's so great to have you here.
Too.
Thanks for coming back to Summit County.
Yes, indeed.
Come see us.
We'll have to visit you down in Taos one of these days.
Northern New Mexico.
Please do.
Yes,
get some green chili.
Get the best green and red chili in town.
Got some green chili.
Bert
Skall. Thanks, gentlemen.
On the Colorado Snow Show. And here's another flashback to the original Crystal 93 Snow Show.
More fun on the snow with Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird on the Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Arapaho Basin, the legend on the Crystal 93 Snow Show this weekend, and we love taking our skills to a whole new level when we're here at the basin.
Well, you know what we do is we find our buddy Bert Skall, and then we chase him around.
Hey, Bert. Welcome back to the Snow Show.
Thank you. It's nice to have you guys belonging to the basin again.
Yeah, we belong at the basin,
man.
Just like everybody else. And, you know, we also want to right here officially wish you happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, so are you 21 now?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Well,
that's
Bert,
it,
you're
exactly.
In Arapaho Basin with the Snow Sports School. You guys have been doing amazing things all season long, and you're not done yet.
No, this amazing year, great year, best year ever. The snow has been ideal for people to learn to ski. Those last few days with the huge snow, we've gotten the advanced lessons and the opportunity to go explore the basin has been outstanding. Whether you're on a snowboard, telegear, or just plain old alpine sticks.
Plain old alpine sticks can be a lot of fun in this deep snow.
Oh, yeah. Plain old alpine sticks could be a blast.
And you know what? It really helps to have a coach, because a lot of people get out there when conditions change, they struggle a little bit. And when you have a coach, it makes it easier.
The coach can show you some really top secrets.
Yeah.
To get you down the hill a lot better, as well as showing you the secret terrain that only us locals who belong in the basin know about.
Yeah, well, we know about a lot of secret terrain, and you know, that's one of our favorite things to do as we get up here is go out and take that secret terrain and chase you down it, because you usually stay in sight for at least two turns before you're gone.
That's because I'm only wearing a bright green coat.
Yeah,
if I was in a dull color, you would see me. You wouldn't see me after
vanish.
One turn.
He'd be gone.
Yeah,
he'd be like vapor.
Yeah, it's gone.
Into the atmosphere.
Hill, man.
Well, you know, there's nothing like taking your skills to another level, and you know, the only way to do that is by getting a coach.
You got to get a coach here at Arapaho Basin. The Snow Sports School is the place to do it. Bert, what's the best way to hook up with you guys?
It's to go on to our website at arapahobasin.com and look for all the information there and sign up for your coaching session at that time.
Snow Sports School at arapahobasin.com. That's where it's all at. Well, you know, it's this weekend, it's all about saving the snow, Bert, but I think it's about ripping up the snow.
Yeah, we want to push it into the trees.
Yeah.
we'll save it over there.
Yeah, it's a good place for it.
Well, I think we should go save some snow.
Well, I think we should go.
All right,
let's go.
The Crystal 93 Snow Show.
It's time for the locals' favorite homegrown radio from the highest transmitter in the United States. It's the Crystal 93 Safety Meeting.
Here at Arapaho Basin this weekend on the Snow Show. And we love standing around in a circle, sharing safety with our good buddy from the Ski Patrol, Patrick O'Sullivan. Welcome to the Snow Show, buddy.
My favorite day of the week when I get to see you guys.
Yeah,
woohoo!
Yeah, well, you know what, man? We have been getting some snow, haven't we?
It's a good season. I haven't seen one like this in a while.
In a while, but you know what? All this great snow and all these different kind of layers of snowpack also means the backcountry, a little shaky.
We're definitely at a tipping point. I'm sure lots of folks have heard about the big slide in the Widowmaker.
Oh, yeah.
But took about an acre of trees onto the road. Those are 100-year-old trees, maybe.
Yeah, we saw the old growth. We were looking at that.
Pretty amazing. So it's at a tipping point out there, and a lot of stuff is running big.
So it's a real good time to stay out of the backcountry and stay in bounds at Arapahoe Basin.
Why wouldn't you? No moguls, knee-deep. I mean, come on. And no rocks. Everyone likes to say we have a lot of rocks.
Not anymore.
I can't see them.
They're getting all covered up here at the basin.
That's right.
Well, you guys on patrol get out here and really do a great job keeping everything safe in here. And, you know, pretty soon the east wall is going to be open. Everything else is running great. But you know what? It's really important for people to understand that boundaries are boundaries, ropes are ropes. Don't cross them.
That's really true. You know, in our ski areas, they're all getting big. We've got Montezuma Bowl and the hike back down low there. And people need to know where they're going. And they need to look at a trail map and ask some questions if they're a little confused. But once you start ducking on a rope and thinking you're going to get somewhere, you might find yourself doing a night in the woods. We've had a few people get lost, and we're looking for them overnight. And we really want people to know where they're going, know the boundaries, and stay within them.
Well, you know, that's the safest thing to do, is because you've spent a lot of time preparing the mountain, making sure that everything's safe. And those ropes are there for a reason. They're not there to keep you out of good snow. They're there to keep you safe and keep you alive.
We give you all the good snow we possibly can. In fact, the more you ski it, the better it is.
So yeah, all right.
You're not holding anything back, that's for sure.
So you got to know your own personal boundaries and the ski area boundaries, and have a great day here at Arapahoe Basin.
It's very easy to do right now.
Yes,
it sure is. And, you know, let's keep it safe and get out on the mountain, go rip it up. You know, Patty, we love chasing you around. I'll bet you've got a couple little secret spots nobody knows about.
All right, let's see if you can keep up with this.
I'm ready. Okay.
We're going to go down here, and we're going to go right and left, right, left, repeat.
Okay,
We've done that before.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Okay,
right, let's go.
Do it.
Woo-hoo.
More of the Snow Show coming up on Crystal 93.